Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles and other city leaders have said different things about public money going to the city's Major League Soccer team. Here's the mayor on the city's Instagram account, where she said three times that the city has made a financial commitment.
Well, there are lots of community benefits, but there is a financial commitment that we've made. That financial commitment is for $110 million. That's going to come out of our hospitality tax funds. Now, why did we make this commitment? We believe the investment of the
commitment means, well, the money is committed, right? But when talking to the press, Lyles was asked numerous questions about that $110 million, and she backed off the near certainty of her Instagram message.
The money is not pledged, it's in reserve.
So if the money is only in reserve and not actually committed, does that mean that Tepper thinks he might not get that $110 million? Not exactly.
And if you have a partner that, you know, gives their word on something, you hope they keep their word.
So for Tepper, the city council's decision was akin to a promise, i.e. keeping its word. On Tuesday, Major League Soccer Commissioner Don Garber said the city council's, quote, courage in allocating the money was critical to Charlotte getting the team. But Republican councilmember Tarek Bakari suggested that Tepper might not get $110 million, despite what Tepper and the MLS think, and despite what the mayor said about a commitment.
I don't want to give the impression that this deal is done and $110 million are going out the door. That is not the case at all.
Instead of a commitment, Bakari says the city has made a, quote, good faith effort. Other cities that have recently gotten MLS teams have spent much less than $110 million in public money. In discussing that good faith effort, or commitment, Lyles and other council members haven't said whether city staff presented them with details about how much public money other cities allocated to their MLS teams. And Bakari was asked, did Tepper or city staff tell council members how much money the Bank of America Stadium improvements will cost, along with the headquarters and practice facility at Eastland?
Absolutely not, because we have no idea the breakout of the topics, let alone the plan at this point. The whole thing was, let's not jam in a plan that could take a year or two to build in multi-phases and parts inside a month or two, just so we can figure this out.
So how did council decide on the number $110 million? Bakari said the $110 million was how much debt capacity the city had from its tourism taxes, which are levied on hotel rooms and restaurant and bar tabs. And he said he was comfortable with committing or setting aside all of that money. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.